Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. So welcome, guys. Today I want to start with a little bit of singing. So once upon a time, there was this monkey god named Hanuman, and I think I told you this story a couple weeks ago. And Hanuman is this monkey god, super powerful, super cool guy, everybody's favorite. He would stay out all night partying. He would do whatever he wanted. He was a super instant gratification style monkey. You know the type of guy? I'm sure you're not the type of guy, but you know the type of guy. So one day he's chilling in the forest, hanging out, and he sees this, wow, this juiciest mango he's ever seen in his life up in the sky. So he takes a running leap, and he's just as he's jumping into the sky, his lower jaw begins to open, so he's opening his mouth nice and big so he can eat and take a big chomp out of this big giant mango. And just as he's about to eat the sun and, you know, all of our light on the planet, he gets shot down to the earth by a bolt of lightning from Indra, the god of thunder. And so Vayu, who's the god of wind, who's Hanuman's father, picks Hanuman up in his arms and just looks at his son, lifeless, and is crying. He's so sad, Hanuman. So he has a conference with Indra, this god of thunder, and says, please bring my son back to life. And Indra says, okay, I will bring Hanuman back to life, but only on one condition. And that condition is that he uses his power in service of love, in service of the highest good, in service of all. So suddenly, you know, life is brought back to our beloved Hanuman. He doesn't even realize that anything's happened. He's prancing through the forest. Everything's chill. He's cool. And then he sees out from the forest this divine couple, Sita and Ram, and it's like they have this white aura of love around them. They're walking hand in hand, so deeply in love. And when Hanuman sees this love in front of him, he falls to one knee, and with one hand to his heart, outstretched his other hand, and he just, in his heart, he says to them, from now on, I am in service to you. I'm in service to love. I'm in service to the highest good. And then throughout the Mahabharata and other of the mythologies from this tradition, that, you know, Hanuman takes a big leap over Sri Lanka and saves Sita from, you know, having been kidnapped by some of the demons. And there's all kinds of stories of Hanuman really using the force, using his magical powers for the force of love. So sit up nice and tall. And I invite you to bring to mind what your Sita and Ram are. What is the highest love? What is the highest good that you can dedicate your song, your voice, and your practice to today? So perhaps you're dedicating this practice to loving yourself more, or perhaps it's to loving another more. And perhaps there's someone in your life who needs love. So we're going to open our voices, call and response. Jaya Sitaram, Jaya It's okay. We're going to do it a lot of times.
Jai Sitaram, Jai Jai Hanuman.
taking a few moments just to bathe in the vibration. Just noticing where in your body or heart or mind this practice is activating. You can be very vulnerable and opening to share our voices in this way. But our voices and our expression are intimately connected to our emotional body. So one way of transmuting our emotions is through devotion to a higher good. And bring your hands into prayer, and bowing to your heart center. And when you're ready, gently fluttering open the eyes and making your way onto your mat, onto all fours, please. The first pose of our practice is a heart chakra opening pose known as Anahatasana. So coming onto all fours, keeping the hips 90 degrees above the knees, walking the hands deeply forward. Some of us are going to bring our chin to the earth, and some of us are going to melt the forehead to the earth. So you can look forward to me, love, and I will always help guide you. You can bring your forehead if that's more comfortable, or even bring a block. So you can take your feet hip distance wide and just experiment. It may feel nicer to have your arms open wide, so opening the shoulders a little bit more. Make a big cosmic hug of the earth. And in this pose, I invite you to bring your drishti, your awareness, to the heart center and just send breath to this place between the shoulder blades. Lift your bum up just a little bit more. Yes. So deepening the breath here. Keeping the face nice and soft. And then let's slowly sit on our heels, coming into a child's pose. Again, just coming into the breath. Walk your fingertips about an inch deeper. Walk our hands over to the right, resting left hand on top of the right hand, rooting sit bones down onto the heels. Inhale, coming back through center. And exhale to your second side. Right hand resting over left if that's available. And again, finding the flow of your breath. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, come back to center. Walk yourself forward all the way onto the belly, coming into the Sphinx pose, the forearms parallel, fingers spread wide, tops of the toes, tops of the feet rooting into the earth, kneecaps lift up. Make sure the forearms are parallel. Press your pelvic floor into the earth and inhale, look up to the sky. Exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, extend the chin to the sky. Keep the kneecaps lifted and exhale, release. A few more times. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to center. Take your right arm wide in a T alongside the shoulder. Take your left fingertips underneath the shoulder blade. Crushed wing. We're gonna roll over the right side of our body, the ball of the left foot behind us, the head to the earth or to a block. Open your knee out wide to the side. So we're opening through the shoulder blades here. The gaze is twisting towards the sky. Some of us are gonna take that left hand all the way up and over, wrapping it around our back. So Kyle, rest your head on a block of the earth, yes. So come right onto the ball of your toe, and then the knee can open up towards the right. Find your breath. Breathing into these beautiful wings of yours. Each exhale taking you a little bit deeper into the opening, twisting you a little bit wider open. The next inhale, come back to center, release the leg. Bring the right fingertips underneath the shoulder, the left arm long, and then rolling over the left side. Coming onto the ball of the foot, the head to the earth, the knee opening to the side for this crushed wing pose. Maybe you're wrapping your right arm around the back. And the face stays nice and soft. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, release the top hand down, and come back to all fours. Spread the fingers nice and wide, cup the toes, and making our way into our first down dog, we lift the hips, press the weight of the legs down the back, and then one foot, one knee at a time, just pedal your dog side to side. Look at your hands, make sure the fingers are spread nice and wide. Come high onto the toes and gently bounce the bum up and down. Step your feet together, inhale, bring your right leg to the sky, three-legged dog, soft elbows. The gaze is to the thumbs, maybe some ankle circles here with your upper foot. Inhale here, exhale, fire hydrant. We'll open the hips, stack your right hip over your left as you open your foot, pressing your foot over to the left. Keep your right armpit turned down towards the earth. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to the sky, and exhale, release, second side. Inhale, left leg sweeps up, a few ankle rolls here, soft elbows, and exhale, open your hip wide to the side. Stacking left hip over the right, the knee to the sky, both armpits square to the earth, beautiful guys. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky, and exhale, release. Walk your hands to the feet, taking your elbows in the hands, relaxing the chin to the chest, and gently swaying side to side, Uttanasana. Beautiful. Release your hands down. Inhale. Walk your hands to the shin or the thighs. Look up halfway lift. Draw the shoulders back. Now come to the ball of the foot and just gently shake it out. Beautiful. Interlace the hands behind the back. So we're in a halfway lift. Our knees are soft. Look up. Lengthen the one big fist behind you. And then as we exhale, cascade forward back into a fold. The arms coming all the way up and over. Relax the muscles of the face. Release the hands to the earth. Open the big toes away from each other and come and sit in a yogic squat, malasana. The elbows are pressing the knees open, the hands in prayer. Blocks underneath the heels if that's gonna help you, or maybe open your legs wider. Lift your heart, beautiful. Draw your knees back. And deepen your breath here into your hips. Bring your right arm behind. Inhale, left arm sweeps up to the sky. And as you exhale, left hand comes down the middle. And then the shoulder opens the left knee. Both arms open like wings, bending the hand at the heel of the hand. And gaze up to the sky. So this is option one, look up. And option two is coming into a bind. So flipping your palm, wrapping around the knee, and holding your right hand with your left. Keep the gaze up to the sky and keep your knees open. Beautiful. Last big breath here. Exhale, hands in prayer. Lift the heart, inhale, and exhale. Left hand behind, right arm to the sky. And again, we'll come into the same opening. Press the shoulder into the knee. Expand your wings open. The heel of the hand is pressing. So you're bending your hands, you're bending your wrist, and the gaze is up. Option one here. Option two, wrap, flip the palms, wrap around the knee, and hold onto your left fingers or wrist. Find your breath. Inhale here. Exhale, come back to prayer. Turn your toes forward and walk your way back into a downward facing dog. Dance it out. Look up between the hands. Step, jump, or hop to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, feet are hip distance, and hold. Arms wide, inhale, lift the heart from all the way up. Hands in prayer, remembering that higher cause that you're dedicating your practice to today. And as you exhale, bring it into the heart and release. Beautiful. Take your feet hip distance or wider, and we're going to begin with some arm swinging. So side to side as you swing to the right, your left heel lifts. As you swing to the left, your right heel lifts. The head and gaze is following the twist. Slowing down, coming back into presence, into stillness in Tadasana Mountain Pose. So feet are hip distance. The pinky toe aligns with the outer ankle. Soft knees. From the hips to the ribcage, we lift and lengthen, and then we open the hands in a gesture of, oh, how wonderful. Choose your drishti, your gaze point. Remember to what you're dedicating your practice this morning. And here we go. Inhale, sweep the arms up. And as you exhale, bow in devotion. Inhale, lengthen the heart, pull the heart forward. Exhale, plant the hands to the top of a push-up. Pull the kneecaps up, shoulders over the wrists. The neck is in line with the spine. The belly draws in, and we'll stay here for three more breaths. Soft elbows. Beautiful. The knees can come down, zip the elbows in, come all the way to the earth. Tops of the feet root in, thumb and index fingers, tiger's claw, root down, shoulders roll back. Inhale, cobra. Flex the shoulders away from the ear. And we'll take a moment here to roll one shoulder back at a time, shifting the weight to the right thigh and to the left thigh. Like you're a snake trying to wriggle free of its old skin. Inhale, come back to center. And exhale, take a child's pose. Your arms, the length of your body. With your next inhale, find your way into downward facing dog, please. Remember that this is a resting pose ultimately, so make any adjustments in your body to create length in your spine, space in your neck, softness in your face. Stepping your feet together, inhale, sweep the right leg to the sky. Beautiful. And as you exhale, open into a fire hydrant, press your foot over. There we go. Lift your knee a little bit higher. Press your foot a little bit deeper to the left. Gorgeous. Keep that armpit square to the earth. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. And exhale, setting up for low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. Lift the hips and the heart. Lift and spread the toes, root the feet, inhale, sweep your arms up, crescent lunge, and as you exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders, firm the back leg, take cactus arms if you like, yeah, draw the shoulder blades together onto the back, and then like you're pushing a giant house up to the sky, use that resistance to keep the alignment. Scissor your hips, so right hip draws back, other right hip. There we go. And then firm that back leg. Press that back leg. Yes. And then turn the palms of the hands toward each other. There we go. You're going to come into our humble or devotional warrior here. So interlace the hands behind the back. Lift the heart. Reach the palms down and away. And as you exhale, we'll bow to the inside of the legs. So to make this a little easier, lift your hips up a lot. The arms waterfall up and over a lot. Lift and spread your feet, your toes, really root into your feet a lot. And then again, what are you dedicating your practice to? What is the higher love? Rooting down, inhale, come all the way up. The gaze is up. We're going to open our arms now, big cosmic hug, shifting the weight to the back foot, and then as we exhale, we're going to fly, shifting the weight to the front foot for a warrior three. Now in this pose, we want to squeeze an imaginary ping pong between our legs, so turn the toe dial down, press out through the four corners of the feet, lift the heart, the arms wide help support us, maybe softly bending your standing leg. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel, and exhale, Tadasana. Whew. Take a moment to shake it up. pinky toes align with the outer edge of the heel, soft knees. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, bow forward in devotion. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine. Draw the shoulders down the back. Exhale, plant the hands. Step or jump back to a high plank. Shoulders over wrists. Belly draws into spine. Kneecaps pull up. Look up. This time we'll come all the way down. So zip the elbows in like you're shaving the side body. Lower halfway. And then bring chest, belly, thighs. Hop to the feet. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, let's take three breaths in child's pose. Or come to a down dog if you're ready for that. Finding your way gently into a downward facing dog. Relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful, you got it. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen your spine. Soften, soften, soften your face. Beautiful. So if you're bringing a lot of weight into the front body, then just bend your knees more. Yes, so hug your belly into the spine. There we go. That's what we're looking for. Step the feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale to our fire hydrant. We're gonna press our foot over to the right, lifting our knee high, keeping our armpit square to the earth, soft elbows. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen back, three-legged dog, and exhale, setting up for our low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through, fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up, and then as you exhale, sink deep into the pose, relax the shoulder, firm that back leg a lot. Cactus the arm, so bending at the elbows, hug the shoulder blades in toward each other, and then like you're pushing a giant house up to the sky, keeping that alignment, that resistance, keep pressing that back leg, rooting the feet a lot. Turn the palms to face each other. Yeah, and then take your arms nice and long. There we go. Interlace the hands behind the back. Our humble, devotional warrior, lengthen the heart, and then exhale, bow to the inside of the thighs, letting the arms come all the way up. Root the feet a lot, lift the hips a lot. What are you devoting the effort of your practice to this morning? What is the love that you are devoting your superpower strength to? Rooting down, inhale, come all the way back up through a crescent lunge. And now opening your arms wide in a big giant cosmic hug. Inhale here, exhale, shift the weight to the front foot for warrior three. Lifting the back leg, squeezing that ping pong between the thighs, so turning the back toe down. This time maybe you're holding your superhero cape behind the back if you feel balanced. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel. Smile the face, there we go. And exhale, Tadasana, shake it out. Whew, feeling the heat? Yeah. So close your eyes a moment here in Tadasana. Each one of us is so powerful, and when we really get clear in our mind about this higher purpose that we're dedicating our love and our practice to, our practice can become more effortless, more meaningful, more powerful. So spread your toes, make sure your feet are parallel. Soft knees. And here we go again. Inhale, arms sweep up. And exhale, we bow. Inhale, we look up, halfway lift. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, we lengthen. Elbows in, exhale, we lower. Chest, belly, thighs. Shoulders roll back. Inhale to a cobra or an up dog. And exhale to a down dog. Take a few moments here to adjust yourself, finding the length in your back. stepping your feet together, inhale the right leg to the sky. As you exhale, open the hip, press the foot over, fire hydrant. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, low lunge. Set it up. Fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthen, arms sweep up. Inhale here. Exhale, sink into the pose and scissor the hips. Interlace the hands behind the back. Lengthen the heart. Inhale, root the feet and exhale, bow to the inner thigh. Arms come all the way up. Our devotional warrior. Rooting the feet, lift the heart, inhale, coming all the way back up, arms up to the sky. And then as you exhale, sink deeper into your lunge, open the arms wide, big cosmic hug, inhale, exhale, fly. Warrior three, turn your big toe down, press through the four corners of the feet, look up as you lift the heart and lift the heel, arms either behind the back, by the side, or maybe in front of you. Beautiful. Inhale here. This time we're going to come back to a crescent lunge with control. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, open the heart, firm the leg, and exhale, vinyasa. So we're going to come down high plank, low plank, up dog or cobra, and child's pose or down dog. Let's come into a down dog. I faked you out there. Sorry. Left leg, inhale, come to the sky. And exhale, open the leg wide, fire hydrant. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale to a low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, take your arms all the way up to the sky. Beautiful, guys. And then exhale, sink into the pose. Beautiful. So lift your back heel a little bit more and then turn the palms to face each other. Yeah, you got it. Inhale here. Exhale, prepare yourself, humble warrior. Interlace the hands, lengthen the heart. And then as you exhale, bow to the inside. Beautiful. Lift your hips, spread your sit bones. Yes, really firm that back leg. What are you in devotion to this morning? What are you offering your practice to? What is the highest good? Rooting the feet down, inhale, come all the way up through a crescent lunge. And then as you exhale, open your arms wide, big cosmic hug. Shifting the weight back, inhale, and exhale, fly, warrior three. Beautiful, activating the four corners of the feet like a ping pong squeezing between your ball. Lift the heart, lift the head and gaze, press through the four corners of the feet. You got it, inhale here. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. Beautiful, guys. Arms up to the sky. Inhale here. And exhale, vinyasa. Plant the hands. High plank. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog for five breaths. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Lightly hop or step to the top of the mat, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Take your feet hip distance. Inhale, look up. Take your peace and love fingers around the big toe. And as you exhale, elbows wide, head comes towards the earth as you press your sit bones open, reaching the crown of the head towards the earth. And a raspberry with the lips, yeah. taking this into our deeper forward fold, Padmasana. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And then as you exhale, shift the weight to the heels and step all the way to the wrist. So you're stepping on your hands, look up to lengthen the spine, to press the sit bones open wide. And then as you exhale, pull the feet up, bend the elbows, crown of the head towards the earth. Inhale, look up, soft knees, take your arms wide, inhale all the way up, gather all the love in the universe, bring it into a prayer above the head, and then exhale, bring that prayer into your heart, and release, shake it out. We're gonna do this sequence one last time. So close your eyes a moment. Remember to whom you're, or to what you're dedicating your practice today. Inhale, sweep your arms up, and exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen, halfway lift. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back, high plank. Inhale, and exhale, lower with control. Inhale, cobra, up dog, lengthen the neck, tops of the feet, root. Exhale, lower, come into a down dog. Tuck the toes, lift the hips and the weight down the back of the legs, stretch the spine. Step the feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky. Option one is exhale to a fire hydrant, open the hips. Option two is a wild thing, pivoting on the back foot, flip your dog, open your heart, turn your gaze to the right hand, really think about lifting that left hip a lot. Beautiful, guys. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to the sky. Three-legged dog. And exhale, set up your lunge. Hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, arms all the way up. Firm that back leg a lot. And exhale, relax the shoulders. Sink into the pose. Interlace the hands behind the back. Inhale, lengthen the heart. Exhale, bow to the inside. Beautiful. Keep your knee bent 90 degrees. And lift your hips. And then take your one big fist all the way up to the sky over the head. Gorgeous. Root the foot. Inhale, come all the way back up. Arms to the sky. Exhale, open your arms. Big cosmic hug. And exhale, take a flight. We're gonna add on here for a moment. So inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel. And then as you exhale, we're gonna fly to the earth and save the day. Standing splits, look up, lengthen, and exhale, fold over the standing leg. Keeping that left foot pressing to the sky, some of us are gonna take the right hand behind the shin and balance. Some of us might take both hands behind the shin and balance. Beautiful. Let's bring both hands back on the mat. Let's gently bend the knee here. Bring your hands into prayer, and then gracefully, let's come back to a crescent lunge with control, bringing our prayer up to the sky. You got it. Now, some of you are going to do a one-legged vinyasa here, floating the right hand. Some of us are going to do a two-legged vinyasa, normal style. And some of us might just come straight away into a resting pose. So inhale, open the heart. Exhale, vinyasa. So if we're floating, we'll keep our right leg lifted as we go from high plank. Elbows in, low plank. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, three-legged or down dog. And release. Find your breath here. Beautiful, guys. Make sure it's flowing with grace and ease. And here we go, second side. So step the feet together, inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, open into a fire hydrant, or maybe coming into a wild thing, pivoting the foot to the back of the room, gazing to the middle finger of the left hand, pressing your hips up to the sky, feeling the beauty moving through you. Inhale, lengthen back, three-legged dog. Gorgeous, everyone. Exhale, hug the knee in, step the foot through, fingertips, hips, and heart, and then sweep your arms up to the sky. Inhale here, and exhale, deepen into the pose. Gorgeous. Interlace the hands behind the back, lengthen the heart, inhale. Exhale, bow to the inside. What are you devoting this sweat and effort to this morning? What is the higher good? Root the feet, inhale, come all the way up. Arms up to the sky, open the heart, big cosmic hug. And exhale, fly, warrior three, shift the weight to the front foot. Squeeze that ping pong ball between your thigh. Turn the big toe down towards the earth. Yes. Take whatever arm variation brings you to your edge. Inhale here. Exhale, we're going to fly to the earth for standing splits. Look up and lengthen. Fingers to the earth. And exhale, fold. Maybe taking left hand behind the shin. Maybe taking both hands behind the shin. Maybe both hands are on the earth. You got it. Inhale here, and exhale, bring your hands to your heart, softly bend the standing leg, and come back crescent lunge with control, arms up to the sky. Again, option here for a one-legged vinyasa, a two-legged vinyasa, or come straight away to a resting pose. So inhale, open the heart, exhale, plant the hands, one-legged, we're gonna float left leg, and exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra, up dog. And exhale, I'm going to enjoy a nice little child pose here. Yeah, you might take a three-legged dog and then take a rest. If you're in child's pose, feel welcome to take your hands up into a prayer to the sky, or maybe resting your hands on your low back. The key with all of these poses is to find a way where you can feel challenged yet comfortable. So relax all the muscles of the face. Relax the skin. Relax the breath. Beautiful. Let's come on to hands and knees. Take your knees to touch and then inhale, lengthen your right leg behind you. Activate the toes. And as you exhale, hug the knee in, round the spine, and bring the right knee in front of the left. You're gonna stack the left knee inside the right knee, opening your legs as wide as the mat, bringing your hands into the arches of the feet, and then lowering down onto a cushion or a block for Gomukhasana. Cow face pose. Take your left elbow to the sky. Option one is that the right hand presses the elbow and the arm down the back, the head pressing against the arm. Option two is that you flip this right hand and come into a bind. So Kyle, let's come back forward. And then just move the block for a moment. Yeah. So you're gonna bring this knee forward like this, and then open the legs wide like that, and then sit. So open this foot wide this way. Oh, okay. Then you're going to sit down here, where the block is here. Okay, we're going to use your hands to adjust that. So we're going to let out a little lion's roar here. So inhale, squeeze all the muscles. muscles of the face, squeeze everything together, and as we exhale, stick out your tongue, say, beautiful, two more times. Last one. And fold. You can release your hands if you like. Close your eyes and just breathing into the sensation. Some of us find this pose really challenging. Some of us find it really easy. The key invitation here is to take this pose to your edge and then find stillness and breathe there. Nice, deep, flowing breaths. With your next inhale, come all the way up. Walk your fingertips to the right. And bring your left arm all the way up and over in a side bend. Some of us might be able to come down to our forearm here, but only if both sit bones stay grounded. You're gonna press the heart forward, lengthen that upper arm, the pinky finger turning towards the earth, and the gaze up to the sky, the shoulder, the heart pressing through the shoulder. Relax the muscles of the face as you come deeply into the breath. When we come into these challenging moments where we feel like our hips are tight and we just want to get out of the pose as fast as we can, remember what you are dedicating your effort to. And with the next inhale, come all the way up, resting your hands on either side and just close your eyes to feel the effect of this practice. Now some of us, we're gonna feel fancy and we're gonna lift ourselves up to the edges of our feet and come into a breakdance spin to come to the other side. And some of us are just gonna bring our hands forward. You want me to show you that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you got it, darling, you got it. So I'm just lifting my sit bones up, pressing into the edges of my feet, and then spinning my body all the way around. Okay, so either way, come back onto your hands and knees and really tuck that back leg in. And then lower yourself down. Okay, there we go. Take your right elbow to the sky and either press your hand down the back or come into the bind. Come onto a cushion or a block if this is super challenging for you. If this pose is bringing you beyond your edge, then support yourself. And again, with the lion's breath, inhale, squeeze all the muscles of the face. And exhale. Yeah, two more like that. And fold. The hands can rest on the earth. Relax all the muscles of the face. Finding your breath. Beautiful, guys. Your next inhale, walk yourself all the way to an upright. Left fingertips walking out to the side, right arm side bending, the gaze up to the sky, the heart pressing through the shoulders, Beautiful. Pinky finger turns down. Maybe you're on your forearm if we're not compromising the spine. And with your next inhale, come all the way up. Bring your hands behind your back, so shift the weight to the heel of your hands. And then we're gonna fan kick our legs open into a straddle as gracefully or ungracefully as you can. And then as we open our legs into a straddle, again, a cushion underneath our block to elevate our sit bones. A cushion underneath our block, and you get what I'm saying. Now, especially if the inner feet are opening towards the sky, then I want you to take a cushion or a block. Can be really beneficial. I'm even gonna take one. So you're gonna find your edge here. So bring one hand on the side of your bum, one hand in front of you, lift your hips and take yourself as deeply forward as you can, remembering that your ability to do splits with the widest open legs as possible is not an indication of your ability to be a powerful yogi. And then hug the toes in towards your hips. Lift the heart. So I'm right on my fingertip, lengthening the spine. And we're gonna go down like this. So inhale, lift the heart, draw the shoulders back, and exhale, the pelvic floor tilts forward and we come a little bit forward. Then again, inhale, lengthen the spine, draw the shoulders back, tip the pelvis a little bit forward. Root in, walk the fingers forward, root into the fingers. Inhale, lengthen. Draw the shoulders back and exhale, find your edge. So some of us are gonna stay here, some of us are gonna come onto the forearms, stacked fists, or maybe the arms come all the way forward or to the feet. The feet are staying active here, so the heels are rooting in, rooting down into the earth, and the toes are drawing in towards the body. The eyes are closed and the breath is flowing. So again, as you sense your edge here and feel into the sensation, just remind yourself what you're dedicating your practice to, what or who you are dedicating your practice to. Bringing more love, more compassion, more patience. Coming a little deeper into the pose, inhale, look up. Lengthen the spine, draw the shoulders down the back, tip the pelvic floor a little bit deeper forward, and then again, close your eyes. Let's take three more big breaths here. Each exhale, letting out a sigh to come deeper. And slowly lifting yourself to an upright. Bring your hands behind the back and gently draw the legs slowly together and shake it out. Now take the feet in a butterfly. You can also take the feet into a wide diamond if you prefer that. Interlace the hands below the feet. Inhale, lengthen the spine. And then as you exhale, fold forward, the elbows can press the knees open towards the earth. You can bring blocks underneath your knees if that helps to support you. Bring your chin into your chest. And imagine that I've just given you all a beautiful, fragrant red rose, and we put it in between your feet. So go and smell the roses. Three more big, juicy breaths here. And keeping your eyes softer closed, releasing your block or your cushion. We'll keep the feet as they are. The hands come behind us and we come onto the back. So lifting the hips and just gently rolling all the way down onto the back, holding the elbows above the head, or one hand to the belly, one hand to the heart. And one by one, we'll lengthen our legs all the way down the mat now. So grab hold of your strap. We're gonna bend the right knee into the chest now. So hug the right knee into the chest. For our Supta Padangasthasana series. Does anyone not have a strap? Okay, good. So we'll take a few moments here. Ekapada Apanasana, just hugging the knee into the chest. Breathing into your hip creases. Letting your hips soften and relax. We're gonna take the strap now to the arch of the foot. Keeping our elbows nice and rooted on the earth as we inhale, we'll slowly begin to extend our heel, the strap to the sky, lengthening the back of our leg. As I inhale, I really press my heel to the sky, really press the back of the leg. And as I exhale, I draw the leg in towards the face. So working with the breath here, inhale to lengthen, exhale to deepen. Inhale to lengthen, exhale to deepen. And once you've found your edge, close your eyes and breathe into the back of the legs a few moments. Beautiful, guys. Bring your left hand to the top of your left hip to keep it nice and rooted. And you can bring the straps over into the right hand, keeping the upper shoulder to elbow firmly on the earth. As you inhale, lengthen the foot to the sky again. And now as you exhale, open the leg wide in a half straddle, supporting your leg off the earth so it's nice and lifted. Yes. You got it. So really bring your left hand to the very top of the hip flexor. You can draw the foot up towards the head a little bit more. Let's take three nice big breaths here. And then slowly help yourself all the way back up to the sky. We're gonna bring the strap now into the left hand. The right arm comes wide to the side. Lift your hips and then we're gonna come all the way over into a twist, bringing your foot all the way down towards the left and turning the head and gaze to the right. So you might, yeah, you can bring it all the way down onto the earth, or maybe bring a block or a cushion. If that's not comfortable for you, then just bend your knee. Do a bent knee twist. If it is comfortable for you, maybe you can draw the leg up a little bit higher. Look up at the sky. Inhale, gently draw your leg back up to the sky. Release the strap and hug the knee back into the chest. Maybe circling your foot a few times. Beautiful, guys. And gently release that right leg down on the earth and just feel the difference side to side. Schizophrenia of the body. And just let the energy flow back into that right leg. And then we'll come into our second side. So hug your left knee into the chest. Place the strap at the base of the foot. As you inhale, slowly lengthen the back of the leg to the sky, pressing the back of the thigh, the back of the shin, and exhale, draw the foot in towards the face. So inhale, we lengthen and stretch, and exhale, we deepen. A few more times like this. The right hand grounding the right hip. The straps come to the left hand. Upper shoulder, left hand to elbows on the earth as you gently open the leg wide to the side. So keep that leg lifted off the earth. Keep both sit bones grounded if possible. And keep the foot awake so you're pressing out through the four corners. Inhale, come back to the sky, switch the strap into the right hand, and gently come over into a twist, the left arm shoulder height by the side. And then adjusting your spine, your gaze to the left. Maybe you're drawing the foot up a little bit closer to the head. Maybe you're bringing a block underneath your knee. So this is a spinal twist. The most important is that you feel the twist in the spine. Beautiful, lift the leg a little higher, yeah. Looking back at the sky, inhale the leg all the way back up. And then releasing the strap, exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Let's hug both knees into the chest. And gently rocking side to side. If I'm tired or on my moon cycle this morning, for the next pose, I'll simply bring my legs up to the sky, my arms up to the sky, my shoulders resting on the earth for a variation of shoulder stand, Viparita Karani. The rest of us are gonna come into a plow, so bring your hands down next to your hips. Lift your hips to the sky, take the feet up behind the head, and rock the shoulders underneath the back. Holding your hands on the low back. Yes, so bring your feet all the way to the ground. Beautiful. If your feet are rooting down into the earth, then press the feet into the earth to lift the hips, taking any folds out of the belly. And bring your hands to touch your feet. So let's just take a few breaths here in a plow pose. Some of us might like to bend our knees on either side of the ears now, wrapping our arms around the legs. Yeah. And then bring the knees to rest on the forehead and the feet into the bum. You can bring your right leg up to the sky, holding your low back, fingertips to the sky on either side of the hip, and then releasing back to the forehead, second side. And then both legs can come up in a full shoulder stand, toes, knees, and hips in one line. If I'm in Viparita Karani, I'm welcome to stay here, or I can open my legs wide in a straddle. I'm always welcome to come onto the back, feet together, knees wide, in a butterfly pose if I need a rest. For those of us in shoulder stand, if you are playing with any variations, your legs split, butterfly, full lotus, if there are other variations that you're playing with, feel welcome to slowly and mindfully work through them now. And in 10 breaths, we're all gonna meet on our back with our feet together and knees wide. And let's all gently begin to roll down. Bring your hands underneath your butt cheeks. Root your elbows into the earth and lift your heart all the way up to the sky, relaxing the neck back if there's no issue with the neck. So lift the heart a little higher. You got it.
Matsyasana fish pose. Beautiful. And exhale, release. Chin to chest, come all the way down.
Hug your knees into the chest. Take your feet up to the sky. The whole of your low back is on the earth. And reaching the inside of the legs to the big toe or to the inner arch of the foot, you're gonna pull your knees down, press your heels up, and in happy baby, gently rock side to side. And play around here. So lengthen one leg, then the other, maybe both legs. So you can stay here in this pose for the next 10 breaths, or if there's another pose that your body would love you to play with before we come into our Shavasana, then feel welcome. Just finishing on a symmetrical pose. Beautiful, guys. Gently hug the knees into the chest. And then one leg at a time, begin to lengthen out, preparing yourself for Shavasana. So move any props that may be in your way. Take up space. So take up the whole space of your mat, your feet as wide as the mat, your arms by your side. And send a wave of movement through the body, so jiggling the body side to side, shaking the hips side to side, just recalibrating the energy, maybe windshield wipering the feet in and out a few times. And when you're ready, we'll enter into total stillness. Shavasana. In this pose, we integrate the goodness of the practice.
from Sri Mata Amrita Nandamayi Devi, also known as Hug Amma, the Hugging Saint. As love becomes more subtle, it gains power. As love goes deeper into the depths of the heart, you will find that you are rising in love. Finally, you will reach the state of total identification with the beloved when you realize that you are not separate. This is when you become one. It is the ultimate step and the height of real love. It is where love should be taking us. When you learn to love everyone equally, genuine freedom will emerge. Without love, there can be no freedom. And without freedom, there can be no love. Eternal freedom can happen only when all our negativity has been uprooted. In that state of all-encompassing love, the beautiful, fragrant flower of freedom and supreme bliss can unfold its petals and blossom. hands together in prayer in a gesture of honoring and devotion. May this practice help us to keep opening our hearts more and more. Namaste. Thank you all for your beautiful practice. Welcome to wipe down your mats, read about your card, come and ask a question. Alana will be here this afternoon with Yoga Nidra. Highly recommend it. And if you're on retreat, we'll just take a little break and come back together.
We are so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much for the gift of your presence. Find us online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and on our website at pureflow.yoga. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time.